Hey, our resident historian. Resident because I think he actually just lives here at Cairo. He's got his little historic cot and his historic pillow. Felix Bunnell joins us every Friday at this time for All Over the Map. A quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. And this week, the early years of Kathlamet along the sometimes frozen Columbia River in southwest Washington.
Yeah, you know, Kathlamet's the county seat of Wakayakum County. That's west of Longview, you know, west of I-5 there along Highway 4 on the banks of the Columbia River. It's named for the Kathlamet people of the Chinooks who lived in that area for thousands of years. It's believed the name comes from the Chinook word kalamet, which means stone, and that part of the Columbia before they put the dams in was sort of a fairly rocky stretch. Now, European settlers moved to what became Kathlamet around 1846. That's when James Birney, former employee of the Hudson's Bay Company, those fur traders who settled much of the Northwest back in those days, he set up his own trading post and store. That community was known informally as Birney's Retreat or Birney's Trading Post. And if you spent the weekend there... No, just kidding. thanks to steamboats on the Columbia and the Willamette and traffic between nearby Fort Vancouver and Portland, Kathlamet grew pretty steadily in the 1850s and 1860s. Though that winter of 1861-62 was particularly harsh, and we talked about this winter earlier this year on the show, a historian named Fred Lockley wrote in the 1920s about Kathlamet in that very cold winter of 1861-62, and this is what he said. Ice rarely forms at Kathlamet, but that winter the water along the shores of the Columbia was frozen so solidly that horses and sleds could cross the river on the ice. The little steamer Multnomah was frozen in at Kathlamet. The Indians had plenty of food and clothing and were happy. The passengers from the Multnomah were jolly, as pioneers always were if they had half a chance. I don't know exactly what that means. The 6 weeks of cold weather were filled in with sleigh riding, games, and dancing from the hills of Kathlamet to the Columbia River. Food with the white people grew scarce, but this made no difference, for a young horse was shot for meat and served as roast beef.
Oh, my.
In the log houses and the lodges, great fires blazed, and there was nothing of sorrow or fear. You know, that thing about the Columbia, I talked to a friend of mine at the Oregon Historical Society. This is Amy Platt. She said that from the 1860s until the 1930s, which was, you know, before they started building dams, the Columbia froze over at least 8 times. I mean, it would freeze over, not regularly, but every so often it was cold enough, and either ice would form up north in the river and flow down to where it would jam up the river, and then that would make the water stop and it would freeze over. But it froze over enough times where people could cross back and forth, you know, for several weeks when the cold really sunk in. And I don't know if you've been to Kathlamet lately, but it's this cute little town. It reminds me, and I've never been there, but it seems like what a town along the Mississippi would be like. It's got this kind of working waterfront. There's tugboats and things tied up, and you know, there's the river water there. It's not flowing rapidly, but it feels like a whole different place. Huh. And one of the cool things is that one of the last ferry boats on the lower Columbia operates from nearby Puget Island. Puget Island is sort of right in front of Kathlamet. It's named for the same guy who Puget Sound was named for. It was named about 5 months later. It's not nearly as famous as Puget Sound. But there's a bridge, you go over to the island, and this little ferry boat operated by Wakayakum County goes back and forth to Westport, Oregon. And it's not to be confused with Westport, Washington. But the ferry's been there since about the 1920s. And it's there used to be, there's a great book published in the early 60s about all the ferries that were on the Columbia. At some point, there were like 50 different ferry crossings before the age of bridges, like from the mouth of the Columbia up to way up into Canada.
Yeah, I suppose that's the way they had to do it.
Yeah, and now there's only 3 left. There's 2 way up on the upper Columbia and 1 down in the lower Columbia, and it goes from Kathlamet over to Westport. It's a great place to visit. It's this cool little spot in history there along the southwest part of Washington. You know, Lewis and Clark went through there very famously back in 1805. It's a great little part of Washington
history. I'll have to put it on my list.
And the ferry terminal is very cute. It goes back and forth 15 minutes, quick little ride over to Oregon. Just a neat little part of Washington State.
Wow, there are so many places. This is part of what I love about this segment. So many places just within a few hours of where we're sitting right now that you may have never heard of that have their own rich, rich history, rich story, great places to visit. So Kathlamet, it was never on my list before, but it is now.
What are you doing after the show this morning, Jim? We could head down there together.
You know, let's do it. Let's take the next Kathlamet Express bus.
Perfect.
We'll head right on down. Okay, thank you, Felix.
Thanks, Jim.
Felix Bunnell, resident historian, heading back to his cot.